Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Architect, you are his creator. Hallelujah.
And until you bust through those clouds, one of these historical days, we will continually to come and go as pilgrims through this fair land. I'm asking you tonight, God, I have a repetition that I want to submit unto your feet tonight. I want to place them at your feet, God. And that repetition is, God, to anoint these lips of clay, God. I want to be able to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, grace me your servant with words of wisdom, words of encouragement. To those individuals, God, that are hurting way deep down in the epitome of their souls, God. Father God, we be so mindful to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty marvelous name. I want to announce the call-in numbers into the studio tonight. If you have a hot wire testimony, we are waiting, just cheerfully, eagerly awaiting on you. I know if somebody out there ought to have a hot wire testimony of what God has done for you in the last 5 days. We know that it don't take God a long time to do anything, but we know that he is a right now God. So I want to give those numbers out to you tonight on the monitor, and those numbers are 646-230-74-877-598-8654. Those numbers again, 646-230-74-877-598-8654. We welcome your testimony of what God has done for you. There is someone that needs a faith lift on tonight. Your testimony can warrant the faith of another saint. Are you alike in your walk with God? You know, we know that God is a God that he blesses each and every one of us. We know he do not discriminate. God blesses those that he loves, and he blesses those that love him and them that don't even serve him. So we know that God is yet a sovereign God. God is yet faithful. And so I just want you to call in tonight. I'm just listening for someone to call in tonight, because I know, you know, that God has done something for somebody on tonight. And so I want to go here and check my lines, because it looks like I got a line that's lit up on tonight. And so I'm gonna see who this is on the other side of this line. Hallelujah.
All right, how's it going?
Greetings. Hello, just a minute, sir. All right, greetings.
Greetings.
Would you hold on a minute, sir?
All right. All right, can you hear me?
No, sir, I can't. Let me turn my volume down, excuse me, please. All right.
All right. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you pretty good.
All right. I'm calling in today, or tonight rather, to tell a testimony that the Lord has definitely just did his thing tonight.
Praise God.
All right.
All right,
I'm just going
to
give you a
little... hear what God has done for you.
All right. Well, I'm 22 years old, as a matter of fact, and I've just been on this road of trying to get a vehicle of my own so I can go to work, travel to work, and travel to, you know, the important places that I need to go. And it's been hard because I'm a new driver I've been turned down a lot. And so, you know, some of those times has just been discouraging. So, but I knew that the Lord had a plan for me. He had a plan for me. And so I just waited patiently. And the Lord blessed me. I went in to a dealership, and the guy said, "You're going to drive away in a car today." And I just had the faith, and I knew that God, whatever God was going to do, I had to just turn it over to him and let him do it and not worry about it. But whatever that he blessed me with, I had to just accept it, because God knows everything. He can see ahead of time before we can even get there. So I had to trust God, completely trust him. And so they begin to offer me figures of what I could put down, and I knew that my current situation was limited.
Yes.
And I knew that I didn't have the funds to really put down as much as they were wanting me to.
Yes.
And so I said, "God, I know that you would make a way out of no way."
Oh,
and,
yes, he will.
They wanted $2,000 down, and they wanted it down today. All I had was, I believe it was $200 in my account, because I was waiting to get paid on Friday, this coming up Friday. And I said, "Lord, they want $2,000 down, and I know I don't. All I have is $200 in this checking account, but I'm trusting you to make a way." And I began
to
just
tell me the car dealership was asking you for $2,000.
Oh, that's right, $2,000 down.
And you said you only had $200 in your bank?
Only had $200 in my bank account.
Oh, my God. Woo! My Lord, tell heaven. Now, you know that is a miracle. You mean to tell me you took $200 and you rode away in an automobile?
Well, like I said, the Lord blessed me. They made arrangement. I began to not see what I could do, but just believe totally up to God and know that he would bring me through. And so I wasn't looking on what I could do. I was looking on what God could do.
That's
and,
right. Amen. Amen.
I wrote a check for $200, and, you know, they're going to allow me to pay the rest off, but I was able to drive off tonight in a 2012 car, and God has just showed out tonight.
My God,
And no co-signer, God was my co-signer. And just me and God.
I know that's right. I mean that thing, honey. Now, you're talking about that's some shouting testimony right there. I tell you now, that is off the change right there. That is off the change.
Amen.
I've never heard no one get a car with $200 down and drive off. That's what you did tonight?
That's right. That's some crazy faith. That's some crazy faith.
Well, I tell you, that I believe in crazy faith. You hear me? Because crazy faith get crazy results. You hear me?
That's right.
I mean, that is an awesome testimony on tonight. You know, I've been asking different ones to call into the station, you know, if you have a hot testimony on your heart, to call in and share, because, you know, I know that God is blessing every day somewhere in this world. God is blessing somebody. And so it takes, you know, someone like yourself to come along, you know, and be willing to share your goodness with the world. Therefore, because there's some people that may not have as much faith, you know, as others do. And so your testimony can increase their faith, because we know that faith is nothing that you can see, but faith is a belief, you know, that
That's
what
right.
you ask God for, and you believe it, you don't care who tell you that you're not going to get it, your FICO score is not right, you know, you don't have enough points, or your credit tore up on the floor, you don't have any money in the bank. We know that God is yet a miracle worker.
That's
I tell
right.
you, and I can see
award.
That from your testimony on tonight.
That's right. And see, what we got to learn how to do is just trust God. Don't go on your current situation, how many bills you got due. Just know that God will bring you through it.
Yes, he will.
He will never leave you nor forsake you.
That's it. Amen. Amen,
he
brother.
Will show
he
up
will
and show
do that.
Out when you least expect it. He will be right there to guide you through, because everything
yes,
belongs to him anyways. So,
that's
you know,
right.
that's what we got to understand. Everything, he owns everything.
That's right.
So if
Amen.
You believe in him, you believe in him, then you can have anything you want. The sky's the limit.
That's right.
You know, and
that's right.
faith right
Amen.
There.
Amen.
That's faith.
Because
if you believe it, you shall receive it.
Shall receive it. Oh, thank God.
And I just wanted to tell that testimony.
I
wanted
you,
to
sir.
Tell that testimony. Mm-hmm.
I sure do thank you for calling in and sharing that with us, because that lets us know that we know that God is still in the miracle working business.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He is.
And I tell you, I just want you, brother, to be blessed. God continually to bless you. You continually to walk in faith. And God, there's more to come in your life. And
thank
I sure
you
do
so
thank
much,
you
Coach
for that
Gia
beautiful, Jennifer. That beautiful testimony on tonight.
Thank you. And listen here, you just keep on doing what you're doing, because you are impacting lives all over this country. Keep on doing what you're doing, because it is not going unnoticed, and you are definitely uplifting. You're just spiritual, just, you know, day by day is just encouraging. It just keeps you going, keeps God in you. And I'm just keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing
oh,
what you're
God
doing. Don't stop.
Bless you. God bless you. Thank you for those encouraging, uplifting words. And I just pray that God will continue to open up the floodgates in your life.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. And thank you so much for calling in. And God richly bless you.
All right. God bless you. Have a blessed day. Blessed night.
You too, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye. Hallelujah. So we know that God is still on his throne. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Oh, boy, I tell you, that's some testimony on tonight. I'll tell you, I really don't have nothing written out tonight. You know, I'm just, what do they call it when you're rapping? I'm just freestyling. I'm not just freestyling tonight, because I have anything written out at all. But I'll tell you, that was such a dynamic testimony. That young brother called in and said that God blessed him with a new automobile. I think he said it was a 2012, and say he only had $200 in the bank. And I guess he made arrangements to pay, you know, the difference or whatever they was asking. But, you know, saints of God and friends and you alike, kitchen family, you know, that's what God is about. God is about blessing those that desire to be blessed. And see, one thing that we will have to remember, that God owns everything, just like that young man said, that God owns everything, and everything belongs to him. So God owns all the banks, all the financial institutions. He owns the vault, all the money, all the gold coins, all the medallions, all the houses and land. And I tell you, you know, when you are dealing with a deity that has everything, and he says that it's yours for the asking, why not step out on faith, you know? Because, like I said, faith is nothing that you can see, but faith is a belief that what you ask God, you go to God in sincerity, you go to God, you know, he said that those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So when you go to God, you go to God in honesty and sincerity. And I'll tell you, all you got to do is just put your trust in God. You don't have to have but a mustard seed of faith. That's all you have to have. And if that's what you got, that's all you need. You know, some people have been wanting to get a the raise increase on their jobs. Some have been wanting to excel in their job area. They wanted to excel in another higher position. Some of y'all out there have been trying for the longest to conceive and have your first child. And yet, you know, look like nothing has happened. But all you've got to do is put your trust in God and say, God, this is my desire. I would love to have a child, you know. I'm in the prime of my life, and I want to have a child. And God will make that come to fruition. I mean, God is just that good. God is that kind of God. I'll tell you, all we got to do is trust him. As I for say, when you can't trace him, just put your trust in him. That's all you got to do. And God will turn it around in your favor. Some of you are going through financial dilemmas and you're needing more money. You're needing a raise. Some of you needing, you know, another transportation. Maybe you don't have but one transportation. Maybe you got two and you need a third one. But it's nothing for God. You know, it might seem like it's impossible for you and I, but it's nothing that's impossible with God. And so God is gracious unto his children. God says there is no good thing that he would withhold from you and I. So with that said, that means that, I mean, you know, there is nothing that God would not give you and I for the asking and believing. Sometimes it might take us a little longer. It just depends on what you're asking God for. Sometimes, you know, big things take a little longer, and sometimes big things is instrumentally. It just depends on God. God is the shot caller. He's the VIP. But, you know, all you got to do is like I said, is put your trust in him. And so we'll just talk about a faith check. You know, when the last time have you checked your faith? When the last time have you checked your faith? You know, not in your FICO score, not in, you know, what your credit card said, but I mean just taking all the limits of God. Move Seth out of the way and then move God into the way. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about faith check. So, when the last time have you had a faith check, you know? I'll tell you, I got a testimony that I want to share with the world on tonight. Now, mind you, I was out today, and, you know, I was down and dirty. What I mean by that, I had me a rake in my hand, and I had me a little dustpan, and I was getting the leaves that had fallen off the tree a couple of days ago. I guess we had a high wind, and it blew those big giant you know, leaves down, and they look such an awful sight, you know, when they're just scattered out. So I went out there, and I drug my pool. It was full of leaves, and I was out there really sweating. I was out there working, you know. So I decided I would take me a break and come back in, you know, come back in for a few minutes, get a breather. And to my discovery, I was locked outside of my house. My son had left, and he locked the door and locked me out. I guess he was thinking that I had my key, but I didn't. And so I was, you know, I was, had been perspiring, I was hot, and, you know, and I was just tired, you know, and I wanted to just go in and slam for a few minutes because I knew I had to go back, you know, later on. But I wanted to come in and just, you know, give me some water and, you know, and just do my do what I needed to do and then get back to, you know, my work. And so I went to turn the knob on the door in the garage, and I couldn't get in. And I looked to see if I had my keys. I didn't have my keys. And so I began to pray. I said, God, I said, you know, I need to get in the house. I said, you know, and I didn't even have my cell phone, so I couldn't call anyone. I couldn't call my, you know, I couldn't call anyone. But I knew I could pray, and I said, God, I said, I need to get in the house. I said, Lord, is there any way that you can get your daughter in the house? I said, I need to, you know, I need to get in the house. And so God told me, he said, I want you to go and look into the little, you know, the little, I don't know what you call it, but it's a little spot in my car, you know, where I keep my P.O. box keys and I think a gate key and another couple of keys. And God told me, said, I want you to go look in your car and say you got a little set of keys. It wasn't a lot of keys, but you got a little set of keys there. Said you have that key to your front door. So I went there, obeyed the Spirit of God. I went there in my car and looked into the little console and found the keys. And I didn't really know what the name of the lock, you know, that I had in the at the front door. So I said, well, let's go see. You know, I'm talking to the Lord. I said, well, let's go see what's the name of the lock, you know, so I could try to see if I had that key. And so I think it said Blink or something. And so I looked at the keys on the key ring, and it had the same name that it had on the door lock. So I take it out, so I'm going to try it, and I stuck it in the key of the door, and the door came open. So I'm telling you, you know, when you just step out on God, you know, just use your crazy faith, as the caller said. You know, you just use your crazy faith, then God will do some crazy things for you. And I'm telling you, I thought I was going to be locked out those for the remainder of the evening. But God let me know, as I began to pray and ask God, was there any way that he could get me into the house? God let me know, sure, my daughter, I can get you in. And I'll tell you, I just lift my hands right where I was standing and gave God praise. So we're talking on tonight about faith check. When the last time have you had a faith check? And I tell you, God is in the blessing business. All we need to do is just exercise our faith. And I'm going to read a little bit. I'm not going to read too much tonight because, you know, like I said, I was just freestyling on tonight and I didn't have anything really wrote out. But I just, you know, I'm just going to read a little bit just to encourage you on tonight. So I just would like for you to just, you know, get comfortable. I didn't get to tell you that tonight, but get comfortable and get your chip and your dip and everything to sip and get your tablets and your pens and your paper, and you can kind of follow along with me if you want to. It's up to you. But Jesus told the parable of the sower to show what happened to the word of God when it is planted in the hearts and minds of different people. Now, only when the word is planted in a good, honest, and committed heart will it produce the abundant fruit of faith. In addition to showing the effort of the Word of God, when planted in four types of hearers, Jesus used the parable to call believers to a higher level of living. Jesus suggests three different multiples of the fruit of faith. 30, 60, and 100 times. He implies that the believer makes the difference as a result of choice, knowledge, and commitment. It is exciting to know that any believer can be a 100 times believer. 100 time living means that you have grown into a committed and consistent doer of the word. Your prayer life is consistent, not situational. Your worship is personal, not perfunctory. Your witnesses is intentional, not accidental. Your faith is directed, not fuzzy. Every aspect of your life and ministry increases with the increase of God's power in your life. We know that every believer can achieve 100 times faith. We make a commitment to allow God to produce an abundant faith harvest in us by planting and cultivating the seven biblical seeds. Number one, word seed, that's found in the law of Luke 8:1, for a knowledge harvest. Number two, faith seed, that's found in the law of Matthew 17:20, for a faith harvest. Number three, prosperity seed, that's found in the law of 2 Corinthians 9:6, for a prosperity harvest. Number four, kingdom seed, that's found in the law of Matthew 13:38, for an authority and power harvest. Hallelujah. Number five, a God seed, that's found in the law of 1 John 3:9, for a holiness harvest. Number six, spirit seed, that's found in the law of 1 Peter 1:22, for a spiritual fruit harvest. The final one, number seven, Christ seed, that's found in the law of Romans 1:1-4, for a maturity harvest. Now, when you read Luke's account of the parable of the sower, Luke 8:4-8, the only amount of fruitfulness mentioned is 100 times. We know that God's children should strive to be 100 time believers. So I would encourage you on tonight to make this the first day of a new direction in your life. A journey toward life in multiples of 100. And if God is telling you right now to step out, move out, spread your wings, and trust God. Nothing is too big, humongous for a great big gigantic God. We serve a gigantic God that holds this universal in the palms of his great, big, old, gigantic hands. And there is no good thing for you that God will withhold. I want you to do yourself a faith check on tonight, on tomorrow, the next day, and the next day, and on next week. And I will be looking forward to hearing from you around the world. On your faith check, what God has done since you have checked your faith. Not in what your capabilities can bring about, but what God's power can bring forth. So we're going to change the dynamic of this service. We're going to bring you songs of encouragement to encourage your heart and your spirit. Till we come across these skyways and highways, you're most certainly encouraged, hallelujah, to send your correspondence, hallelujah, to God House Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station on tonight has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program on tonight has been Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. Till we come across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to check your faith. Do a faith check. Hallelujah. Go in God as God go in you. We don't want you to just listen up, and we want you to be blessed. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
I'm not concerned about like you're looking through a telescope and see where you're going to be.